Currently 3:01, and this is Chiara and Kylie from Two Coast Girls, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. What's up, y'all? We are 2 weeks away from spring break, and I cannot wait. I have a lot of work to do, and it's also midterm season, so let's not implode this week. But I'm gonna leave it off at that, and this will be Kylie's segment as per usual. So here's Kylie.
Hi guys. Let's keep talking about midterms and stuff, because I'm not having a good time.
Me neither.
It's just, you know, it's a lot of work, which obviously, yeah, you like expect.
Yeah, college is hard, guys.
No one tells you that. No, but it's doable. It's just doing work after being in a mindset of not doing work.
Time to work, just to relax.
Exactly. Yeah. No, those few days in the year when you actually have time. Yeah. So, yeah, I basically thought of what thing to do. What am I talking about? Okay, we're back here. It is currently 3:03:45. Yeah. And so now I'm going to be talking basically about a movie that just was very influential when I was growing up. I watched it for the first time with my sister, because we were little movie buffs, and we'd try to get through our list of movies that we'd wanted to see. And this movie I watched, I think, when I was 10, 11, 12-ish. And I don't know, it just those movies that you literally just watch once and it just always stays with you. It's just a feeling that is instilled. Yeah. So basically I'm going to be talking about The Cider House Rules, made in 1999. Not many people know about it. I feel like there's some people that think it's a classic. But yeah, I was thinking about what score or soundtrack really has stayed with me. And this one just came to mind. I was just it makes me cry whenever I put on the main title. Just really goes a little too hard. So this is directed by Lasse Hallström. I think that's how you say her name. But it stars huge people like Tobey Maguire, Charlize Theron, Michael Caine, Paul Rudd. Which is it's such an interesting cast. Yeah, and especially this is a drama. like kind of romance of it. But yeah, it's basically about like this like young doctor guy who's like very set in his ways, like very does everything by his morals. So he's like very against like abortion and that kind of thing. And his teacher, he basically learns his practice and is like taught his practice by this doctor in an orphanage. I know, already really sad. Played by Michael Caine, so it's like, yeah, you know, it's gonna be a tearjerker.
Yeah.
And basically they kind of clash on their morals, and he leaves and goes to look for work elsewhere, and finds it at a cider farm, hence the name of the movie. Yeah, they just make cider. Which, isn't that sick? It was like filmed in like New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of exactly. I kind of associated with it. Cause like I go apple picking like religiously every year. So it was just like, wow, the power of apples. And so, yeah, basically this doctor, after he starts working on like the cider farm, falls in love with like another one of the workers who is in a relationship, and they basically fall in love, even though exactly it's very saucy. And then it kind of like grapples with that, but also talks about like the grander scheme of things, like just like the rawness of humanity, and I don't know, just like the sadness that is just so inherent in everyone's lives. But yeah, it's very depressing, but it also is mixed with just like the omnipresence of like the nature around them that kind of, I don't know, makes everything so much more calm. Like bad stuff happens in this movie, but like, I don't know, like it kind of still like holds you. Like I like finish this movie like A, crying, but also being like, wow, like I feel like I watched like a film. Like I feel good in the weirdest way. Yeah. So if you want that kind of thing, it's a great like wine night, just like cute little yeah, just like painting nails and stuff. And so yeah, if you're like feeling that, you know, yeah. Just watch this movie if you want to, like, just really feel, you know, emote. Yeah, exactly. And so basically the score is composed by a composer named Rachel Portman. And she has done, like, a lot of other of my favorite scores, like Chocolat with, like, Johnny Depp, and Never Let Me Go and The Duchess. So, like, she does a lot with, like, yeah, classical scores, basically. Which I wanted to do a classical score this time because the last movie I reviewed was Uncut Gems, and that's very, like, new wave synthy. So I kind of wanted to, like, shake it up because classical scores do be slapping as much as, like, the new stuff. So,
she's cultured.
Right? Exactly. Wow. but, yeah, guys, something personal about me, I used to be able to, like, play the piano really well, and I was, like, very much into it, like, low-key wanted to pursue it, and then I just like stopped when like things just got too much, so I'm gonna be taking that back up. Yeah,
so
I'm gonna like try teaching myself. We'll see how far we get with that. I hope. Yeah, exactly. But even like now, like what I want to like rent out like some of the grand off spaces, and like they have like practice rooms and stuff.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, possibly. Actually, yeah. Now that I've thought about that, yeah, I think like for like synths and stuff and like sound art. Yeah. Yeah, there are keyboards in like the sound room. If you ever want to like do some like sound art, SMFA, always hit it up. Always hit it up. Hidden gem. But yeah, I'm excited for that. Hopefully make some scores of my own. Yeah. So, right? Yeah. So basically now I'm gonna play the main titles of Cider House Rules. It's like what basically like the main chords of the score are kind of like the main titles of this. So yeah, guys, let's get ready to feel. Yeah. that. I played three of the songs from the soundtrack. I'm going to play a couple more to finish off that segment, and then I'm going to play just a couple songs that I've been listening to on repeat for the last couple days. So what I played was main titles, Good Night, You Kings of New England, which is a great title, The Cider House, all by Rachel Portman, and then the next two songs I'm going to be playing are The Ocean and End Credits to kind of finish it off, both by Rachel Portman. But before that, we have our PSA. Everyone listen. The title: Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera? If you have a computer with a webcam, oh my God, and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So the more you know. Yeah. So the next two songs, yeah, I really love. The next one is Wicked Short, but it is one of the most beautiful ones. It's The Ocean, and it's just a beautiful beach scene when they're in love. And I just think that it, like, beautifully portrays and captures, like, that feeling of, you know, just being in front of a good ocean. Sorry, I'm a coastal girl. Sorry. Boston tings. Oh, wow. We love our little cold beaches with sharks. Yeah, so this is The Ocean. I hope y'all love it, because I really do. So, yeah. beautifully done. So those were end credits of the Cider House Rules. Yeah, we're done with that segment now. I really want to play some new music that I've been really into lately, as of late. Yeah, but Cider House Rules, I give it a solid 4 out of 5. It's a solid movie when you want to just like really just focus on your humanity, really feel human, use your emotions, because you know we got him, why not use him? But yeah, just a beautiful wide range of feeling in that movie. Yeah, so we're gonna move on now. Phoebe Bridgers, one of my all-time favorite artists, she recently released a song called Garden Song, and it does slap. So yeah, I'm gonna be playing that, and then one that is really not in the same type of like a feel, but I really really have been loving it. It's called Seba Flat Fit World Dance Party by Show Me the Bodies. Yeah, my friend Elizabeth sent it to me, and it is so good. I know she's sleeping right now. I hope she has beautiful dreams. But yeah, this is Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers. If you don't know her, please look her up. Motion Sickness is her like most famous song, I think. May have heard it, I don't know. Very good song. But here is the Garden Song.
Of hard work, I get everything I want. If you knew somebody, you get in the door, you give the doorman some blow. Next thing you know, you're in the after hours. Next thing you know, you got the models. You're chilling. But you know what? At the end of the day, you ain't shit. Nobody ain't shit. Motherfuckers are dropping dead. Liver transplant, fucking pancreatic problems. We all going. It's just when.
For sure. For sure. For sure.
Just put up in a party with chill.
What's up, baby? Chill. What's up?
Chill. Left in a dark alley, I'm smooth, smooth operator. Dip, dip, you die, doctor. Who gon' help? I pulled up with more shocker than silk. I pull up with my dog, chilling, make the party freeze. Who is he? Yeah, Skylark B. Way above the clouds, stomping on your clouds. Who the fuck is he? Who the fuck is he now? Gonna reappear.
Shit.
Shit. Super versus from Shell in the chip.
Get down the trunk.
Cold mic.
Can you hear that,
Mo? Chip.
Turn up the volume.
Who's that? Who's that kid in the mist? It's Chip.
Fuck the world. It's fuck late. You, girl. Oh, shit. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Pull up. Yeah. Nowhere. Yeah. Take the subway ride. A fresh ass fit.
We don't fuck
sure. Death, that's lit. I be not dead.
Yeah.
If you do the fucking math, bitch, I just not said.
Yeah.
Speaking no English, said bitch, I do this hefe. Can't stomp on me, bitch, cause I'm a zombie. Yeah, son. No one can rob me, cause I ain't got shit. Bitch, what you want, son? Give him a quarter and a demo. 35 cents, but that can't cop lean, yo.
Still cold, so cold, you might need a South Pole. North Face, no face, no case. I pull up in a bank, big bank, little bank. Gotta take what I need, fuck what you want. Chillin' this bitch, set riding big font.
Fuck,
fuck what you like,
fuck,
bitch, this that funk.
Fuck,
ECW in the back of your trunk, say slim.
Cyber slings. That cyber slings. That cyber slings.
Now,
baby, sit down to the dance floor.
Yeah.
I need $5.
Yeah.
I need four more.
Yeah.
And I got $9
yeah.
on my body.
Yeah.
I ain't give a fuck. Side down my shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch, I'm on it.
Yeah,
yeah bitch, I'm zoning.
Yeah.
Bitch, I do this shit. Six in the morning.
Yo,
I'm on the floor. Doing his dance, baby shake your ass,
yeah.
Baby shake your ass.
Yo, chill.
Yeah.
And then walk around with your eyes bulging out at 16 motherfucking years old, thinking like, fuck this shit. I don't give a fuck about who the president. I don't even know who the fuck the president was. Fuck the president.
They all want something from me. These streets are dirty. Want me to have a baby. Her kids are lonely. They all want something from me.
Anyways, hello. So, that was Kylie's segment. It is now my segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, BTS's new album came out, and I'm annoying, and I'm gonna play some of the songs, and yeah. These are, like, the ones that are currently my favorite. They're in Korean, warning y'all. I'm gonna be annoying. It's 3 a.m., like, 3:35. Not a lot of people are listening to this. I can weeb out if I want to, you know? But, I don't know. Even though, like, I can't understand what they're saying as they're singing. Like, they're, like, lyrics and, like...
Their voice.
Translations for a reason, you know? I feel like...
There it is.
Yeah, these next couple songs, they're ones that I resonate with. I don't know, like, I feel like their songs are, like... Well, like, these ones are, like, very, like, emotionally. I don't know. I like them. Yeah. But one of them is their newest song, their newest single, and I'm just gonna play it, even though I like it. It's not the one that I feel emotionally connected to. It's really good. But I'm just gonna flex...
Sorry, there's drag racing outside.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, these are some of the singles that I like, you know? But here we go. I'll name them later, but, yeah. I hope you guys enjoy. Probably not, but I love them, so I don't care.
I'm not afraid to die. 지켜둘지 너는 나의 지구 내게 난 just a moon 네 맘을 밝혀주는 너의 작은 별 너는 나의 지구 and all I see is you 이렇게 그저 널 바라볼 뿐인가 모두들 내가 아름답다 하지만 내 바다는 온통 까만 걸 꽃들이 피고 하늘이 새파람을 정말 아름다운 건 너야
right, guys. So those are the new singles that I like. That last one was their lead single for this album. Some people don't like it. I like it. It's like my thing, but it's not for everyone. But the songs that have just played were My Time, Zero Clock, Moon, and On, all by BTS. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. But the next songs are just like some songs that I've been listening to. I like them. They're vibing with me and like R&B vibes. So these next three songs are Fix Me by Travis Atrio featuring Amber Liu, Justin Bieber, At Least For Now, and Makes Me Wonder by LMI. So enjoy.
Concerned when you look at my face. You're excited for no reason. I look lost with a drink in my hand. What you think is fair ain't even even. It's cold outside for my expression. Take the scarf and wrap it around my neck. Loosen up my tie. At least for now. Trying to avoid disappointment. At least for now. One finger at a time, I turn the pages. Right leg crossed while you're smoking a cigarette. Cameras on the couch, ain't nobody taking pictures. Throw my arms around you, bear witness. The stripes on my shirt, can you read between the lines? You sip champagne while I sip on red wine. Never mind me watching you, never mind the tension. Please excuse me while I dance. I forgot to mention I'm going on strike. At least for now. Trying to avoid disappointment. At least for now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. At least for now.
Alright guys, so it is 3:59 and 52 seconds. Yeah. And I said I was gonna play two more, like one more song after this, but it's fine. We're good.